Have you ever been in a position where you really didn't know which way was up or down? Life can take us on some pretty wild rides. Roller coasters are a perfect example. There are some that turn you upside down, spin you around in the dark, and go so fast that by the time you step off, you feel so disoriented, you're not sure what just happened. If in the middle of one of those crazy rides, someone asked me to pinpoint what is up or down or right or left, I wouldn't have a clue. I would be blind to true direction. Also, a similar feeling is when you've been blindfolded, spun around, and then try to hit a piñata with a stick or pin a tail on a donkey. Without your vision and with a couple of quick turnarounds, you're lost. Blindly swinging and unbalanced, you attempt to do something that would, under normal circumstances, be so simple. But you can't see, and oh, how quickly you become dizzy and have no idea where you are. Certain environments lead us to confusion and can cause even the simplest of tasks to become a challenge. What should be so easy quickly can't be deciphered, and as a result, many a donkey gets a tail on the wrong end. It's true. It's expected on a roller coaster or while playing a party game, but not in real life. Many are living in blind, high-speed confusion, swinging at anything that seems to make sense in this life, and they're missing the target of what it's really all about. For those in Christ, the roller coaster of life's ups, downs, twists, and turns may leave us a bit dizzy, but still, we stand firm. Roots deeply holding to the truth of God's word and our eyes fixed on Jesus, always knowing the direction we're headed. My heart hurts for those who walk in darkness, tossed around by the lies and brokenness of this world, not knowing what is up or down or their left from their right. God's heart is for all to hear the truth, see the light, and know the way. He displayed this so clearly in offering undeserved grace and forgiveness for the evil, spiritually blind, and very confused people of Nineveh when Jonah did not. Jonah 4:11. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals? This is how the book ends, with an open-ended question. God's heart is so evident here for the people and even the animals of Nineveh. Should I not be concerned for their souls? They can't see. They're confused, in the dark, and living in moral ignorance, not knowing their right from their left. I'm afraid we too often fall into the judgmental Jonah mentality, thinking the worst of sinners are undeserving of God's grace, love, and forgiveness. God, forgive us. God's heart is made clear in 1 Timothy 2:4 that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God's love is freely given for any who will receive it. When we shine that love to those around us, it becomes a lighthouse, a beacon in the darkness for those on this crazy train of life desperately trying to find their way. That's the truth. Listen, the roller coaster of life doesn't slow down for any of us, but the difference with Jesus is you always know where you are, what's up, what's down, who holds you, and where you're ultimately headed. It makes all the difference, and you'll begin to enjoy the ride. I'm Lori Klein.